This is Twit.
So we knew there were layoffs coming to Microsoft last week, and it was kind of interesting timing. I mean, it made sense because at the beginning of Microsoft's new fiscal, they typically do layoffs and reorgs and such. But we didn't know when we did the show last week how many people were going to be affected. And that's kind of an interesting insider baseball story about what happened there. Should we tell that?
Yes. Yes.
So last Thursday, we knew Microsoft was going to announce the layoffs that were a result of the reorg that they did in sales. So we thought most of those would be salespeople, and they were.
Yep.
But right at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, CNBC goes out with a story that says Microsoft lays off 3,000 people.
Very specific number.
Very specific number. So I started checking around. I'm like, where is this number? Is it on Microsoft's website? Where is it? And so I called Microsoft. I was trying to find out. And I found out that that number was just seemingly made up by somebody. And all Microsoft actually announced was multiple thousands of people were laid off.
Right.
We don't know how many. We really don't have a number. And after that, I saw other sites that had run after CNBC's number, changing their headline to say multiple thousands. We think it's around 3,000 to 4,000 people in the end that will be affected by this, most of them being sales, but not exclusively sales. And the reason we're talking about this at the partner show is a lot of partners came to the show wondering what the effects of the sales reorg and the layoffs would be on them.
Well, and?
And?
A bunch of Microsoft folks came to the show.
Yeah.
And later discovered that they had been laid off.
Yeah, that happened too.
Yikes.
Not a lot.
but that would happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess these things, I mean, what are you going to do? They happen.
I know, right. So the thinking behind this layoff from what we have pieced together is Microsoft, you know, they the key buzzword at this show, and we did not make it a drinking game show because nobody would have made it out of here alive. Digital transformation, right?
They said that a lot, did they?
They said that a lot. And that's kind of the theme of this partner conference is, you know, transforming your business digitally, getting your customers to transform their business digitally. But Microsoft also is transforming itself as part of this.
Right.
And that requires a new set of skills for people who are their kind of frontline partners working with the channel. So those are the people who are being mostly affected by this layoff and this reorg. That's that group of people. That was kind of like a little bit of an overhang here at the conference. Today at the conference, so Gabriela Schuster, who's one of the big partner execs at Microsoft, I thought she did a fantastic job in the keynote explaining what Microsoft was hoping to do with this reorg and kind of how they're restructuring themselves to try to work better with their partners, both in vertical markets and horizontally.
So, I mean, she's awesome.
She is awesome.
But, I mean, her org was impacted by this.
Definitely.
Right? Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. So. And the bottom line for people who didn't get to see her keynote was Microsoft felt like they were leaving some pretty big gaps in the way they were working with their partners and the way they were selling. And they're trying to remedy that in what they call the biggest change they've made to their sales model in the past decade. So that was laid out here for partners. They talked about the 6 new verticals that they're going to be targeting by letting their sales team focus specifically on a vertical instead of addressing a whole host of verticals. They talked about these new 4 buckets that were mentioned in that reorg memo last week about kind of the way they're looking at selling going forward. That was that modern workplace, data plus AI, apps and infrastructure. And what was the 4th one? I'm drawing a mental blank. But, right, business applications. How could I forget that? Dynamics, right. So, they talked a lot about that. At the keynote too, and kind of their approach moving forward that they hope will resonate better with the partners. The other thing they talked about that got quite a bit of applause from the partners on day one was they're going to start compensating based on Azure consumption instead of billing. That was something that people were kind of surprised they had not been doing, and now they're going to be doing that. So the whole marching orders were delivered here at the keynote for the partners. And there were 17,000 people here at this conference. It's one of the Microsoft's biggest, if not the biggest. And this is where they tell partners, this is how we want you to sell going forward. This is your mission. here's your roadmap, and here's where we're going, and here's where we want you to go. So it's a very significant partner show. It's not just like a lot of people say, oh, partner show, yeah, it's rah-rah. It is some rah-rah, but it also is giving people a very good indication of where Microsoft's going to be going and how they're going to be emphasizing products and services as they go forward.